Excuse me, please. Can you help me?
I'm Detective Sergeant Harris. What seems to be the problem?
It's my shoes.
You're not wearing any.
Well, yes, that's why I'm here. I was robbed. Some man took my shoes off of my feet at a bus stop.
Oh. Have a seat over here, Miss...
Dubois, Maggie Dubois. Well, it was just so crazy. I was sitting with my paper, and suddenly I felt what seemed like, cold fingers moving all over my feet.
Harris?
Oh, Miss Dubois, this is Captain Miller.
Miss Dubois?
Likewise, I'm sure.
Barn, Miss Dubois had her shoes stolen. From off her feet.
Oh.
By a man.
He was grubby.
By this grubby little man at a bus stop.
Oh.
You mean more fancier of footwear.
Am I correct in assuming that the situation is bizarre?
Well, Mr. Dubois, obviously we're dealing with a very sick man here.
What is it he wants with my shoes?
Sergeant Harris would be glad to help you.
Oh, thank you, Barney.
Now what?
Well, we'd like you to fill out a form, and then we'd like you to look at some pictures of some known sex offenders.
Sex offenders? No, he took my shoes.
Oh, I understand completely.
Have I been violated?
Metaphorically, maybe.
Morning, Harris.
I know that coat.
You got one like it?
Got one like... Oh, that's a good one. Got one like it.
Reporting for duty as ordered, sir.
Good morning, Levitt.
Oh, didn't I say that?
Is there something wrong?
Regarding what?
Your entire demeanor, your...
You mean the lack of gung-ho-ness?
Yes.
Oh, I feel it's appropriate, sir. I mean, it's not like anything is going to come from this temporary assignment.
I see.
It's just accepting the fact that these little jaunts up here to the world of plain clothes are about as transient as life itself.
I love it. That's almost existential.
Should I apologize for that, sir?
No. Just philosophy.
Oh, maybe I picked it up from Dietrich.
Maybe. Why don't you work with Sergeant Harris on his case? Fascinating case.
Thanks, Barn. Again.
I know you're not thrilled working with me. You never are. But I've accepted that. You need more of those?
Sex offenders.
I know right where they are, I'll get them. I don't care.
Okay, that's where we're going. In here.
What do we got here?
Old Indian.
What's the charge?
Trespassing, disturbing the peace.
Barn?
This is George Ten Fingers. He's an Indian. Dietrich just told me. This is Captain Miller, my chief.
Hey there, Mr. Ten Fingers.
They're all there.
What's the story?
Oh, well, the park department caught him in a restricted area. He was camped out in his flower bed under a tree. His chanting and burning things.
Some sort of ceremony. Mr. Ten Fingers says he wants to die.
What?
That's why he went to the park.
It's a good place to die.
Parks department's going to press charges?
For the time being.
All right, Roger, take a statement.
Follow me.
There you go.
All those?
It's a sick city, ma'am. And a big one.
You sound bitter.
You only go around once in this life, and there's just not enough gusto for everybody.
That man has a poor outlook.
Visibility's bad down there.
Just got off the phone with the Parks Department. They've decided to drop all charges.
You mean I can go?
No.
Barna, this guy, he's got no home. He's got no money. He told me he hasn't eaten for 4 days.
Haven't eaten in 4 days, Mr. Ten Fingers?
It helps me to communicate with the spirit of the wolf.
Well, sure, if you starve yourself out of your skull, you can talk to all your little friends in the forest.
Barna, guy's making himself sick.
The wolf will not let me be sick. He's preparing me for death.
Well, he's not going to let you die here.
I prefer not to.
Mail call. Morning, everybody. Not much, anyway. Couple items for Harris. One piece for Wojo. And nothing for the other guys.
Fine.
Or the Indian.
Thank you, Zatelli. Thank you.
Old Captain, here are your manpower reports.
Fine.
I also took the liberty of working up the quarterly strength figures and gave you your year-end projection.
Excellent work. Keep it up.
I'll try, sir.
Yeah.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs is sending someone over. So can I hold the old guy until I get here?
Sure, fine. I didn't know they had an office in New York City.
Well, I called Washington.
And they're sending somebody up just for this? You think they'd be all involved with larger issues, reservations, land claims, that sort of stuff.
I told him there might be some sort of a treaty involved.
Pardon?
Yeah. Miss Dubois just picked out a suspect. It's one Horace Chandler, so I'll take Levitt and go pick him up.
Fine. What the hell is that? What's going on?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. His eyes were closed. He didn't seem to be breathing. I thought he was dead.
You all right, Mr. Ten Fingers?
Yes. I was with the wolf. He took me to the place where I'm going. It was beautiful.
I thought I told you not to get out of that chair.
I could get you a donut. Listen, I'm I'm sorry about yelling at you before. I didn't mean nothing by it.
When you speak, there's fire in your eyes and thunder in your voice.
Yeah, I get thundery a lot.
I was burned with the same fire.
It's not like you're burned out now, you know. You look in pretty good shape to me.
It is time to go, says the wolf.
Mr. Ten Fingers, Do you actually see this wolf?
He came back yesterday. I had only seen him once before that. And I found him in the woods. He had run into the white man's trap. It was a lesson for both of us.
Ojo.
Oh, just a minute. What happened?
I let him go. And in return, he showed me the right path for the rest of my life. That is why I must follow him now.
Ojo.
Yeah. Everything from the Bureau of Indian Affairs yet?
Not yet.
Any contingency plans?
Like what?
Well, like social agencies, men's shelters, Salvation Armies.
Just walk right out of there.
Well, then the hospital, the Bellevue.
Well, when the Bureau of Indian Affairs guy gets here, he'll just...
He'll what? And what if he doesn't?
Right this way.
That's him, that's the grubby man!
Platform. Single strap in the back. Open toed.
This is our thief.
That's him, Bart.
Oh, please be careful with that bag. You'll crinkle my patents.
Quite a collection.
Yeah. Pumps, platforms, slippers. What, no wedgies?
Wedgies?
Not this fall.
You're a very sick man, mister.
Mr.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to say that.
Hey, don't feel bad. I know what I am, and it's all right. I've accepted it. I can live with it. I am comfortable.
You want me to check the ship movements to Fantasy Island?
Just take a statement. Mr. Bois, would you step this way, please?
Yes.
Come on, Mr. Chandler. Hey.
May I speak privately with you, sir?
Certainly. Just,
May I help you?
I'm Philip Owens, Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Oh, you must be here to see Wojo.
Wojo? Wojo. Chippewa?
Polish.
I don't understand, Levitt. Your work in uniform has always been very good.
But not excellent, sir.
I beg your pardon?
The word excellent, sir. I don't believe I ever heard it in conjunction with my name.
Levitt, I... Zatelli.
He does excellent work, or so I've heard.
Levitt, you too have done some very... excellent work.
You don't have to, sir.
Levitt, I wouldn't lie for someone's benefit.
Thank you, sir. I believe I needed that.
Yeah, I guess we can all use a pat on the rump every once in a while.
The compliment was enough, sir. But thanks anyway.
You realize the kind of responsibilities that I have. I deal with entire Indian nations, not people.
No, you don't pull that 200 years of guilt stuff on me. I have worked too hard for you people. Collectively, not individually. Because I don't have the time. I God, I've got the Arapahoes at 3.
Barn. This is Mr. Owens from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Ah. This is Captain Miller.
How do you do, Mr. Owens?
I'm late.
Nice to meet you, too.
Captain, I was brought down here on false pretenses. Now, I don't know if you people at the municipal
Mr.
level...
Mr. Owens, would you step in my office a moment?
All right, but just for a minute.
Okay, Mr. Chandler, come on. We're going to have to go downstairs to pick up some pictures and prints. Come on.
Florsheim's?
Gucci.
I had a hunch.
I just resent the fact that I was lied to.
Lied?
He told me there was questions of treaty involved.
Well, perhaps Sergeant Wojciechowicz was just confused with regard to the legalities of the situation.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. I was confused.
Never heard that said with such pride before.
Mr. Owens, does not the Bureau have some facilities, a hospital, a
On
clinic?
The reservation, yes. But out here, he's just like anyone else with that kind of problem. Now, what do you do with those people?
We ship them to Bellevue.
Well, he is entitled to that same privilege.
That's it, ma'am. You're free to go.
Thank you very much. Well, I guess I'll be trotting along.
Ma'am, your shoes.
Yes, what about them?
I'm afraid they'll have to stay here.
Oh, you're joking.
Evidence, ma'am. You'll be able to pick them up in a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? No, I don't have any other shoes with me.
Regulations, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Officially, I can only apologize for the inconvenience. The unofficial options are still open.
Captain, I'm sincerely sorry. There isn't more I could have done.
I'm sure you are.
There just aren't enough hours in the day to do everything that I want to for those people.
I can appreciate it.
With budget cuts, government rollbacks, political pressure, well, you know how it is.
Thank you, Mr. Owens.
Yes, you're welcome.
Mr. Owens. I mean that.
Sir, may I drive Mr. Bois home? I mean, she's without her shoes. It's cold.
Sure, sure.
Mr. Bois?
Well, thank you. That's very considerate.
You know, we're not required to do this, you understand?
Hmm.
But, this one's on me.
Oh.
Mr. Bois?
Would you? Oh, you're right. You gotta go with me now, Mr. Ten Fingers.
Where are we going, Wanjo?
Oh, well, we're gonna go to some place where they're gonna help you. It's a hospital. It's a nice place. I mean, they're gonna take real good care of you. It's for your own damn good.
Dietrich, you want to file that? Hey, Ojo?
Hey, Warren.
Everything all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I took him back to the park.
What?
Yeah, he wanted to go, so I took him.
Ojo, how could you do that?
He's dead, Warren. I stayed with him a while, and we talked, and then we just sat, And he died.
Just like that?
Made me feel good, Martin.
Well, Joe, this isn't a question of right and wrong. It's
what he wanted. I mean, I don't mean like he wanted to die, you know? He wanted to be in the park. Warren, I'd like to take off for a while, all right?
Yeah, sure. Manual doesn't cover something like this.
Sir, may I say I'm personally proud of what you just did? Most commanders would have left their man hanging out there to dry, but not you. And I want you to know, even though it's not my place to say so, you're doing one hell of a job.
Thank you,
the best episodes all day, all night, all weekend. It's a Fandemonium marathon on TV Land, where TV fans go for weekend TV satisfaction.